Hare Krishna. Question from Prathamesh Prabhu. Are the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam meant for less intelligent people? Because Srila Prabhupada says in the introduction of the Ishopanishad that Vyasadeva, after he composed the Vedas, then he composed the Puranas and the Mahabharat for less intelligent people. Now, the Bhagavatam is one of the Puranas, and the Bhagavad Gita is in the Mahabharata. So is it also, are these also meant for less intelligent people? No, because it is described by Jiva Goswami based on various sources, scripture sources itself, that actually the way Vyasadev did was, Vyasadev wrote the scripture, he wrote the 18 Puranas, and after that he was doing, so that included the Srimad Bhagavatam also. But he felt very dejected by that, and that's why he wrote again. He wrote means he edited what he had written, and he revealed the glory of Krishna, and instead of giving mixed devotion as is given in the other Sattvic Puranas or in the other Puranas, he focused on giving pure devotion in the Bhagavatam. So that means when he wrote the 18 Puranas, at that time the Bhagavatam was also written, but after he finished all his compilation, he felt dejected, and after that again he edited the Bhagavatam. So what we have as the Amala Puran is not the Bhagavatam, which was one of the 18 Puranas, but it is the edited version which focuses on the rejection of Kaitava Dharma and manifestation of pure spiritual truth. Vaidyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayon. Vastavastu. The absolute truth is given in the Bhagavatam. So this is not meant for less intelligent people. It is what Vyasadeva has spoken. After he has spoken everything, and after he wrote everything, and was still disappointed, after that he wrote this. So this is the culmination of all Vedic knowledge. It is, as I said, Nirmat Saranam Satam. It is meant for non-envious people. It can be relished by everyone, even by people who are not having much intelligence, but it contains the highest truth. And that's why it is described that even those Nirgrantha, even those who are very, very advanced souls, they can also recite the Bhagavatam. And even simple people can also relish the Bhagavatam. So it is not meant only for less intelligent people, although less intelligent people can also benefit from it. It gives the conclusions that the most intelligent people can relish. As you know, the Bhagavatam is a commentary in the Vedanta Sutra, and Vedanta Sutra is the last word in the Vedic scriptures. So it is a book which is of huge expanse, which even the most intelligent people can relish, and even the simple people, less intelligent people can also appreciate. Similarly, with respect to the Mahabharata is the book which is it is a very vast book, and its stories are meant to attract less intelligent people. But once the less intelligent people are attracted, then the Bhagavad Gita is like the most shining jewel that is set in the broad setting of the Mahabharata. And therein, the Bhagavad Gita reveals how it is spiritual knowledge that is to be treasured. It is not just the knowledge of dharma, artha, kama, which is illustrated, and ultimately moksha that is illustrated through the various stories of the Mahabharata that is to be stressed, but it is the knowledge of pure devotion, which the Bhagavad Bhakti, which Bhagavad Gita establishes as the highest truth, that is what is to be treasured. And the Bhagavad Gita treasures that. So that's why we have Shankaracharya saying that, although he also knows that Mahabharata, that Bhagavad Gita is a part of the Mahabharata, which is part of the Smriti, but still he is saying, Sarvopnishadoga Dugdha Gopalandana Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdham Gitamritam Mahat. That, he says, all the Upanishads are like a cow, and just as the essence of a cow is milk, similarly, the essence of all Upanishadic knowledge is the Bhagavad Gita, the Gita Upanishad. So it is definitely not meant for less intelligent people. Rather, the setting of the Mahabharata is used to attract less intelligent people, to illumine them with the knowledge which in its essence can be appreciated even by less intelligent people, but in its profundity can put even the wisest people into intellectual and devotional rapture. Thank you. Hare Krishna.